Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Thursday, the 1st of June, 2023. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed up 0.3% to 7,111 points today. Healthcare and tech stocks did best, while consumer staples and telco companies also outperformed. All those sectors are defensive. They tend to do better when times are tough. So that pretty much illustrates the mood in the market at the moment. Among the large caps, CSL, Fortescue Metals and Woolworths all jumped by around 1.2%. Transurban was off 1.3%, while Woodside Energy, ANZ and Westpac all underperformed. Paladin Energy's share price jumped 11% after it said it wasn't aware of any imminent Namibian legislation that would affect its 75% owned mine. Earlier this week, a Namibian government minister said the country should get equity in all mines in the country for free. That sent Paladin's share price down 20%. Today, though, it was the best of the top 200. Some of the gold stocks also outperformed. Market leader Newcrest Mining finished up 2.7%, while Northern Star was more than 3% higher. Story number two, fears of the US defaulting on 5 June were alleviated this morning after the House of Representatives passed a bill to raise the US debt ceiling. It's a major victory for Republican Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, and it now goes to the Senate. The House voted 314 to 117 in favour of the bill, but demonstrating how convoluted US politics can be, none of this voting along party lines as occurs in Australia. The yes vote included 165 Democrats and 149 Republicans, while there were representatives from both sides who voted against it. If it passes the Senate, then it needs to be signed by President Joe Biden. Almost there. Story number three, business investment, a key component of economic growth, rose 2.4% during the March quarter, with spending on equipment and machinery soaring. If you think about the economy, you have consumption. Retail spending is a big part of that. It's trending lower. You also have government spending, which is mildly expansionary, and you have investment. Figures from the Bureau of Statistics show that business investment is up 6.3% compared to a year ago, which is actually pretty good. The Bureau also asks businesses how much they're going to invest, and that's the one economists keep a close watch on. Today's data suggests investment will moderate in the second half of this year. Putting all that together, what's it mean? The economy is definitely slowing. Story number four, Trade Minister Don Farrell says the government will reopen its complaint to the World Trade Organization over China's sanctions on barley if the restrictions are not fully revoked. Farrell said the Albanese government wants China to comply with the provisions in the free trade agreement that both countries have signed. He went on, and I quote, "If we find ourselves in a situation where, having shown an act of goodwill to suspend our WTO application, and we don't get the result we want, we've made it clear to the Chinese government that we will resume that application." Farrell described discussions with his Chinese counterpart in Detroit last week as warm, and he's hopeful China will make a positive decision after its review into Australian barley imports. He also said that the Albanese government is about more trade, not less trade, and China is our biggest test to stability. And finally, story number five, the federal government has announced today an 8-week public consultation period to consider AI regulation. It's the first step in overseeing the growing field of artificial intelligence since the release of ChatGPT in November last year. It's quite the task, given most of us have little clue just how AI will impact our lives in the future. Today, Science Minister Ed Husic said Australians need modern laws for modern technology, and he wants experts in the community to come forward to contribute to what that means. He put the potential economic contribution of AI at between $1 and $4 trillion, and the community needs assurance around how the technology is applied. That's it for the afternoon report for Thursday, the 1st of June, 2023. Don't forget to hit follow on the podcast and find Fear and Greed on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Fast Five by Fear and Greed, the top five business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.